This is best audio.
The presenter of our final award is an actor, a writer, and a stand-up comedian. He rose to fame on the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, and he has since starred in a number of TV sitcoms and dramas, including Benidorm and Bleak House. His radio credits included The Ragged Trousered Philanthropists, Checkbook and Pen, and Badfellas. To present the Best Audio Drama Award for 2012, ladies and gentlemen, it's Johnny Vegas.
Might be here. We saw him at the pub earlier.
Are you a fan of working in radio drama? You better say yes.
Yeah. Either that, or I could go out and sell a hot beverage. We won't mention tonight, but I've noticed the looks of some of you. Fine for tea bags, thank you. What are you doing here? He said on the invitation, you know, you can come in and chat about what radio means to you, and people are going, don't. Of course I'm glad to be here. An awards do where people dress how they want to. Don't dress for the camera. Check out the shoes that have been on stage tonight. People who know that only us are watching. I do. I love. No, this should be. It's got a bit Des O'Connor, hasn't it? You've asked a question and I've gone off on my own on a tangent. Let's have a real conversation.
What do you want to talk about?
Who's been your worst producer? You know, the worst thing is, genuinely, when you disappeared, my wife went, he's up for an award. Now he squeezed around and went, it's for how to be a pirate.
Yeah. That's lost on 98% of the audience. But the two who get it really get it.
I want to apologise for doing the odd bit of commercial. It allows us to come back and do the passion pieces.
Exactly.
What does radio drama mean to me?
Yes.
Glad you asked. Personally, it's like being able to go back to school and enjoy it. And I mean that sincerely. Go back and admire the Swats and want to take them on their own game rather than flick spit at the back as they walk past. It's CGI for the soul.
Woohoo! Nice.
And the best bit about radio drama, turning it on and leaving your parents' house and then letting your mum ring you at 2 a.m. going, we've got intruders. So don't send the police just yet because we want to find out what's happening. It is. It's going back to the art of storytelling, and not in a humbler form, in the better form. It appeals to everything, and you have to sharpen up and get better at your game. And it's been lovely since radio hasn't. It's embraced us since we've started working in it, and that's the best thing because I just want everybody to come in and be the best that you can be. It's not a pitch, it has to come from the heart. That's what radio drama is to me.
Nice. Woohoo! Well, the best audio drama nominees are The First Domino for Radio 3, written by Jonathan Cash and produced by Frank Sterling. Lost Property, The Year My Mother Went Missing for Radio 4, written by Katie Hymns and produced by Jessica Drumgoole. And A Shoebox of Snow for Radio 4.
Yes!
Written by Julie Mayhew and produced by Justine Potter. Johnny, it's over to you.
That wasn't bias. And the winner is Lost Property, The Year My said, and this is how we sort out the egos from the people going about town. Just watch the reactions to compliments. speaks volumes. We were unanimous on our winner. Although it was not the most obviously bitch in terms of sound, the... Did you want one of them old click and play ones? Recorded on a gramophone. It was sent in as an album. I'm going to repeat that. Although it was not the most obviously rich in terms of sound, the story, performances and perspective of the play were completely engaging from the first sentences uttered. The children's performances were excellent and did much to set the tone and atmosphere. Often what was not said staying heavily in the mind long after the scene had ended. Brilliant and moving in so many ways. And in biro, and here is a clip.
She's gorgeous, isn't she? You could fall in love with her just looking at that. Don't look at it too long or she'll break your heart. She's broken Dad's heart plenty of times. You wouldn't think she could do it more than once, would you?
I don't really know, to be honest.
She's had three affairs.
All right.
Oh, but they don't last.
She always comes back.
She'll be back this time too.
She always comes back. And usually, she brings us a present.
She bought us this shaky thing.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
We think she went to Paris.
That's where people usually go
when they have an affair.
So you really don't need to waste valuable piece of time on this, as you can see.
Except that this time it's different, because she didn't leave a note.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you to the judges. It's a huge privilege always working on Katie Hinds' work. And I feel very lucky that she chooses to work with me. It's always a huge privilege working with Pete Ringrose, and he gets no say in the matter. The rest of the studio management team were fantastic, Martha and Jenny and Ali Craig, who's not come up. And I'd just like to make a special mention of Nicole Fitzpatrick, who is just utterly brilliant. The whole production fell apart on the second day when one of the actors was ill, and Nicole turned around three child licenses and five actor bookings and three studio manager bookings and a studio and Katie and childcare in about 2 hours. And you know, that kind of thing, that's why they're overqualified. Thank you very much. To work for her, and I'd like to say thank you to Jeremy Howe for commissioning it, because, you know, I don't know where else to take this kind of work, you know, tell these kind of epic stories. And I would like to thank my common-in-law husband, Robert, who does listen to me moan all the time and say, it's never going to be any good, it's never going to be any good, it's not working, oh my God, what am I going to do? Oh no, it's fine now, everyone says it's great, it's fine. So he, you know, he does put up with that, and is also a joy. So, and Pete, thank you. And Rosie's performance was just so brilliant through the whole three. So thank you, Rosie, and I'll shut up. Thank you.
Well, we thought she'd won because the play's already scheduled for next week, but it sounds like it's very, very well deserved. So listen to it next week on Radio 4 in the afternoon.